Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Safilo Group S.p.A. Full Year 2006 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Claudio Gottardi, CEO, and Mr. Francesco Tagliapietra, Director of Administration Control of Safilo. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
First, I'd like to thank you all for participating in this conference call. This is Claudio Gottardi, and I'd like to give you some information about last year, last quarter of 2006, which were approved today. I believe a good finish for the year, an even better starting point for the future. Beyond the purely commercial results, which were announced some weeks ago, it's important to note how the objectives we set ourselves have been achieved despite us having to contend with the challenging situation, especially in the United States. The strong growth in sales in the last quarter was accompanied by an increase in profitability, and the success of our most recent collections presented to the market confirmed the solidity of our growth. If we take a look at the sales results for 2006 in their entirety, I would like to point out several fundamental points. One, the results achieved are particularly significant for the U.S. market, where the sales of the Polo collection have steadily declined all year to the point of becoming negligible during the last semester. Second, I would also like to point out the significant progression of our houseplant sales, where growth has been achieved in every quarter of the year, demonstration of the building success of our strategy. No less significant is the success of our ophthalmic frame sales against our sunglass sales. In fact, net of returns of Polo eyewear in the last semester, our optical products saw encouraging growth, successfully inverting an ongoing trend. At a more general level, the fact that we have been able to achieve double-digit growth for all the top luxury brands should be considered as an extremely positive sign, as it demonstrates not only to the market but also to our licensors that strong growth can be obtained despite our policy of selective distribution. It is in fact our intention for the very high-end luxury brands to continuously increase the attention given to the qualitative characteristics of the clients to whom we deliver these products. With regard to the regional brands, I would like to highlight the excellent results achieved for Marc Jacobs and Juicy Couture in North America. I would also like to highlight the immediate success of the new brands launched in 2006 with their first collections. The Hugo Boss, Armani Exchange, and Marc Bernard Jacobs collections have all been received extremely well, and even better than our initial expectations. This is a demonstration not only of our strength in developing the existing brands in our portfolio, but also in launching collections previously managed by others or not previously implemented in the optical market. My last comment goes to another achievement which I consider to be one of the most encouraging signs for the future, and it is the growth of our house brands. In 2006, both Carrera and Smith, the two house brands which the greatest potential, grew by more than 30%, an achievement which we were ourselves perhaps expected to see later rather than sooner. We have invested more in marketing and will continue to do so, but the corresponding rapid growth in turnover has ensured that the incidence of advertising has not increased excessively. From a geographical point of view, I would like to underline the impressive growth in Central Europe and the United Kingdom. In the Far East, almost every subsidiary has experienced double-digit growth, and only the termination of distribution agreements last year in Korea to allow for the opening of our new subsidiary this year has penalized the area sales. We must remember that Korea, in terms of size, is the second market in the area of Japan. The difficulties experienced during the last quarter of 2006, when we delivered less than market expected, were compensated by improved service and delivery in the second and third quarter. The difficulties experienced during the first quarter of 2006, when we delivered less than market expected, were compensated by improved service and deliveries during the second and third quarter. During the last quarter of the year, we ran very efficiently, having absorbed all back orders and delivering with a superior level of service. In order to achieve this, it was also necessary to build sufficient inventory, especially considering the launch of the three new collections that had not absorbed the loss of the Polo license. We see this period of reforecasting, planning, and reorganization behind us. and our efforts now are aimed at capitalizing on the commercial success of our new collections with better planning under a more predictable period. This will allow us to achieve significant improvements in inventory turns and user capital. I would now like to pass you over to Francesco, who will explain in greater detail the main economic aspects of our results.
Thank you, Claudio, and good morning again to everybody. The financial year 2006 ended undoubtedly positively, not only for the record sales results achieved, but also for the continued growth in profitability. At the beginning of 2006, we experienced a strong increase in demand from the market. We now consider this increase to be lasting, and it is for this reason that we have gradually increased the production capacity of our Italian plant, which, in the second half of 2006, produced more than 20% in the same period of 2005. We have maintained the possibility of further increasing the capacity of Italian plants, and we are evaluating the possibility of opening a new production site in China in order to increase flexibility for that portion of production which is currently purchased from external suppliers. The absolute value of the year-to-date EBITDA has grown by 6.1%, and though it's true that there has been no percentage growth in EBITDA, this is due entirely to the exceptional growth. The fourth quarter EBITDA grew considerably with improvement of 34%. It is correct, however, to recall how in 2005 there were certain exceptional costs related to the IPO which penalized the fourth quarter in particular. The industrial reorganization process is successfully continuing, both in regard of the reduction of the lead time and to the activities aimed at achieving improved production efficiencies. During the course of 2006, savings of 10-12 million have been made, and the same amount is expected for 2007. These savings have compensated not only for a slight increase in the cost of products purchased from external suppliers, but have allowed also for a considerable reduction of the impact deriving from the accruals related to the potential obsolescence of forward stock. In relation to this, during the last quarter of 2006, all the necessary provisions were taken on the stock value, and therefore no impact is expected in 2007, with the exception of a minimal amount of return goods which may still occur in the first quarter of the current year. Sale expenses, which are typical variable, remain stable in their percentage value, as the greater investment in marketing to support the house brand and the launch of the new collections were compensated by a saving in the management of the sales network. The increase in the cost of personnel and rent related to the development is related to the development of the retail business. Administrative costs have also remained substantially stable with regard to the turnover. Financial management has greatly improved mainly to the reduction in the debt following the IPO. We have also improved the average cost of the debt thanks to the renegotiation of the senior loan in the first half of 2006. The management of exchange rate fluctuation has also led to reduced costs compared to 2005. As far as taxes, their incidence has also decreased and is gradually moving towards the expected target of 40-41% for 2007. Net profit has grown considerably, although a comparison with 2005 can clearly not be made. It is, however, a positive starting point for further future growth. The group's net financial position has increased compared to 2005, and I would like to illustrate in further detail the reason for this increase. First of all, I would like to remind that the approximately 23 million euros were invested in the purchase of the Spanish chain Loop Vision. With regard to the absorption of cash deriving from the working capital, the increase of receivable is due entirely to the strong turnover in the last quarter. The increase of the stock is instead the result of two different factors. First, is it necessary to guarantee improved customer service and increase the stock in order to avoid incurring the same problem experienced at the beginning of 2006? Second, the launch of the three new collections, Armani Exchange, Mark by Marc Jacobs and Hugo Boss, require the presence of a certain level of warehouse stock, while the Polo stock, and so depreciated, is still present in the warehouse. If we consider the particularly low year-end value of 2005, the 2006 increase, which we do not expect to be repeated in 2007, is explained. We will probably have a final negative impact on the working capital at the end of the first quarter, which, other than being the worst in the year in terms of seasonal fluctuations, will also be penalized by the payment of the old suppliers from whom the products present in the warehouse have been purchased. I do not expect any particular increase in capital expenditure in 2007, with exception perhaps in the last quarter of this year when certain resources may be made available in order to develop an industrial presence in the Far East. I would like now to pass back to Claudio so he may complete his presentation.
I'd like now to move on the retail side of the business. As far as Solstice is concerned, we're continuing our activities to open new stores. As you might know, in 2006, we opened 31 stores, speeding up considerably our opening rate. In particular, we opened 12 stores in the last quarter of 2006, and we are expecting to open another 35 to 40 stores in 2007. As usual, in location in line with the Solstice concept and in high demographic areas. In 2006, sales were slightly below $50 million, with an operating profit of above 15%. Our goal is to maintain this profitability level also for 2007, notwithstanding the new openings. In Europe, the retail business has started with the acquisition of Loop Vision, our optical chain in Spain. We immediately began an overall review of the whole retail proposition with the aim, by the end of the year, to carry out a general upgrade of the chain. The first step we took was a substantial renewal of the product assortment, followed by a reformulated marketing strategy. We're also developing a new upgraded store format, and a pilot store will be ready for testing in a few months. Finally, we have transferred our wholesale and retail headquarters to a new modern location, first step in the process of extracting synergies from the unification of some back-office functions. If we look at Loop Vision sales and profitability results, we've budgeted for a slight slowdown in the first months of the year when our team will be mainly focused on the implementation of the upgrade program, and then we expect substantial progressive improvements in the second part of the year. Lastly, with regard to chain expansion, we expect to achieve significant addition to our 63-store network only later in this year, once we feel comfortable with the outcome of the new store format test. I'd like to point out that beyond the important organic growth of Solstice and Loop, we are constantly evaluating the opportunity of acquiring small chains which are in line with our high-end and luxury retail position in specific countries. Following the 2006 results, I would like now to illustrate my expectations for this year. With regard to sales, we expect to see a growth in turnover during the year of approximately 7%. Of course, if we included the effect of the lack of turnover from the Polo license, we would certainly see another year of double-digit growth. As far as profitability is concerned, I expect EBITDA to increase by 17%, reaching 190 million euro, which already includes the negative effect of our euro-dollar exchange rate, which is expected to remain at current levels. I would like now to give you the opportunity to address to myself, Francesco, any question you may have. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Mark Fissa of Exane. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions. First, just because I didn't get it, could you please repeat the EBITDA figures target for 2007? Second, you will pay a two cents per share dividend, which represents more or less a 15% payout. Do you plan to keep it at this level or to increase it in the future? And finally, regarding possible acquisition in retail, could you give us some more color of the possible timing, size, and geography?
Yeah, the EBITDA for this year, we're expecting to have an EBITDA of 190 million euro. And as I say, that takes consideration already the dramatic change in the exchange rate between euro and dollar that occurred during the last period of time. As far as the third question, because I didn't really understand the second question, so I answer your third one and then maybe you repeat the second. The third answer is the third question was about retail opportunities. We're looking at retail opportunities that are in some significant markets that are of the largest economies in the world. But we're also very, very interested and concentrated on developing something in the BRIC area of the market. So we're working now on establishing some logistics and some management skills in areas like China, like India or Russia, for instance, as well as looking into opportunities in some of the largest economies in the world, which you may easily speculate which ones they are. The second question we didn't get. Can you repeat it, please?
The 2 cents per share dividend you will pay for this year represent around 15% payout. Do you expect to this 15% payout to remain stable or to increase for 7 and after?
As far as that, we are not in the position of giving a guidance on that in the future. We expect also for next year, each year, to distribute the dividend. The amount for that will be decided by the board of directors or by the shareholder meetings each year. This is a start for a dividend policy, but in terms of amount, we can't give any guidance now.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is for Mr. Antoine Belge of HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, it's Antoine Belge at HSBC. Three questions, please. The first one is relating to the results of 2006. Obviously, you had quite a few exceptional items, so perhaps could you give a summary of this? Then regarding the guidance for sales in 2007, what would be the impact of the of Forex at this stage that you've retained in your forecast, and also perhaps what is the impact of the loss of Polo and also the gain of new license, i.e. what would be the sort of like-for-like increase that you've included in your guidance. And finally, on the EBITDA of 190 million, how would this increase be driven? Obviously, I think the non-recurrence of certain exceptionals, but perhaps could you give an indication of the gross margin level and how the SG&A could evolve during 2007?
So starting from the exceptional items that impacted in 2006 results, the two main operating costs that we had were in the first semester the cost of the linked to the resignations of the previous CEO, that was 6 million euros. And in the second half of the year, when the Polo sales started to slow down, we had an impact on the discounted prices that we had on these sales and on the extra accruals in the year-end stock for taking in consideration possible risk that can occur in the first half of 2007. So the amount of this Polo cost is in the range of 10-12 million euros. In terms of impact of Forex in 2007, as you probably already know, likely 45% of our total revenues are in US dollar denominated, and 35% are in cost denominated, cost in euro, in US dollar denominated. So at the end, we expect that the level of EBITDA impact of 5 million euros of less EBITDA for this level of US dollar. Last question that was related to the 190 million euros of guidance for EBITDA. We expect for this year to keep constant in the general numbers the selling expenses and the G&A expenses, while we expect to reach some improvement at the gross margin level, because we expect it to have a positive effect from the second step of the reorganization in production.
There was another question that you asked if we expect the new license agreements with the new brands to basically make up the difference of how much we are now going to sell of Polo of last year. We expect we sold last year in Polo in February 65 million euro. We think that the new license will make up a significant portion of that, not the entire amount. Only with the arrival of the Banana Republic by the year end will make up the entire difference. So we'll see the effect of the Polo license being marginalized this year and completely forgotten next year with a growth like for like.
Okay, just a clarification. When you said that the SG&A will be stable, is it the total amount in euro or as a percentage of sale?
No, always as a percentage of sale.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Luca Cappiccia of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Just a couple of questions. The first is on the current trade. If you could give us an idea on the first quarter, or how should we think of the first quarter? You had, at least relative to our initial estimates, a better performance in the fourth quarter. I understand you explained that some deliveries have taken place earlier than what you assumed. So just to get an understanding on how much this will impact your first quarter, as well as the Ralph Lauren variable, how that may play. And secondly, related to your previous comments of almost compensating entirely with the new brands, the Ralph Lauren, 65 million euros, would this mean that your 7% overall growth calls for, say, very moderate double-digit growth for the other brands? And would you say you're being conservative in those assumptions, at least for the other brands, if I strip out the Ralph Lauren impact? These are two questions, please.
Well, being conservative is not necessarily a bad thing. We believe that yes, we will have a double-digit growth in the rest of the business, obviously, because we'll have to make up the difference. We are only at the beginning of the year. It would be a little bit presumptuous now to try to extrapolate and project the year end with a much higher result. To get to the 7%, yes, we do have to have about a low double-digit growth in the rest, which we think we will have. As far as the first quarter, we are very very happy of the progression of this quarter. Quarter is not over, but we are pretty satisfied to where we stand at this point. And we are seeing a continuous support of the market to our initiatives, and sales growth has not really peaked so far at this point. So we are modestly positive about it.
Okay, so in a sense the strength that we've seen in the fourth quarter would be wrong to say that should take out something from what you would be able to do in the first.
No, the fourth quarter growth has not impacted our first quarter. Our
okay.
First quarter growth is continuing pretty steady. The fourth quarter growth was fueled a little bit by some exceptional sales of end of inventory of the Polo, which came at the expense of margins, because obviously we sold products at virtually zero margin. But all the rest of the business is continuing to sell at the rate that is about what we have seen during the last 6 to 8 months of last year. So we're very, very confident we're going to have a good quarter.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The next question is a follow-up question from Mr. Luca Cipiccia of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sorry. Just another question I wanted to ask on your comments about a plan or a project towards the end of the year to expand or to invest in production in the Far East. Just to get an idea on the rationale behind this and also how that could potentially take on of what you do with third parties in those markets if you decide to go ahead with this plan.
We have experienced significant growth in the last 4 or 5 years with some of the largest suppliers from the Far Eastern market, from China, from Asia. And we have noticed that the percentage of production that they have to dedicate to ourselves in some cases is too much for them, from a strategic point of view, obviously, for themselves, as well as a little risky from our point of view, because in case of high demand, there is not enough flexibility for them, by them on following us. The plant in China, which in reality is nothing new, we already have a joint venture with one of the 2 or 3 largest manufacturers in China, as you probably know. This is only an additional plant that we are working on, is to avoid this strategic problem with our suppliers of not representing too much of their production, as well as maintaining a certain flexibility for us that is needed for, especially for the seasonality of the products, for sunglasses in particular.
And would that respond also to a need to, say, keep better quality control, or is this something that may give you higher flexibility at a time when you may want to increase the volumes over there, or this is not a consideration?
It's only really for flexibility. We need flexibility, and we need also to be able to produce in a confined area certain products that given to third-party suppliers are less desirable to be given out. So we prefer to keep them more within our walls.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Once again, we have a question from Mr. Stefano Corneliani of Intermontisim. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning to everybody. I have a few questions. The first one about the improvements at inventory level you're going to expect due to a better planning of production. Second one about the cost savings you are expecting at cost of goods sold level. Am I correct to expect an additional 10 to 12 million euro savings from your lean manufacturing project, plus another 10-15 due to the lack of write-down on the Paul inventory? Thirdly, if you could share with us your hedging ratio in order to get a proper visibility on the guideline you just gave to us, and lastly about new acquisition on the retail front, if you could spend a few words on this. Thank you.
As far as inventory, what happened last year is that the termination of the agreement of Paolo forced us to increase significantly sales of collections that were scheduled and planned and forecasted to a level X, and had to brought up to an X plus 10% or X plus 7% within the year. Now, that's not completely easy to achieve if you don't have raw materials available, and if you don't have a completely predictable market in front of you. So the only way we could make up that difference is if we would be as bullish as possible in production to make sure that we would cover for the eventual demand of the products while we were building up our marketing effort to make sure that we were replacing bottle sales with the new sales of new collections. So we went through a very unpredictable period of time with strong marketing investment and new initiatives to introduce new products and new lines where very predictable sales and very predictable collections and products were before. During that period of time, which lasted for the last 7-8 months of last year, we obviously increased our inventory, as explained before. This year is a very predictable year. This year we already have the space in the stores. We have positioned our collections. The sales of this collection has, including the new ones, but also the old ones we have increased in penetration, has reached and plateaued to the new level for months now. Therefore, forecasting and planning is becoming a lot more predictable. We expect that these will have a very interesting and significant impact going forward for the year in our inventory level and our planning and forecasting. So, yes, we do expect some significant improvements. Majority of that would have an effect into our cash flow and availability. As far as the question instead, I jumped from the first question probably to the last one. The question about the retail. There are about 300 chains or small operators in the world that could be considered targetable by a company like ours in the market. They're from the small 5 to 7 stores to the as big as the 30, 40, 50 stores. They're everywhere in the world, and some of them feeling more and more the pressure of competition, some less. We have not limited ourselves to what size of retail operator we're going to go and explore, as well as not, and we're not limited ourselves. Obviously, we did limit it to the quality of the operator, and there is honestly no operator that are of the quality we're looking for that have today more than 40, 50 stores in the world. They're all fairly small. They're all fairly local, but they're all present in the key markets that we are interested. And where they're not present, and in particular they're not present in the brick markets, is where we're going to do our own effort to build our own reputation and presence in those markets. The other question I'll let Francesco was answer.
So I don't remember exactly which is still missing.
It was the second question.
About the cost savings at cost of goods sold level.
Yeah.
And hedging rates and more importantly, the how much of your currency imbalance has already been covered.
Yes, as far as cost savings from the lean project, as I was mentioning before, we are in terms of results on the half of the project. I mean, 10-12 million have already been reached. We are in the second phase of implementation in the Italian factories. And we will do we have to make the full project in the Slovenian factory. We are starting and we expect the result on the second half of the year. So all these projects will permit us to reach the other 10-12 million expected for the full project.
And this is on top of the 10-15 million you charged on the last portion of 2006 due to Polo.
Yes, they are on top.
Okay.
Obviously, we could have in the cost of goods sold some impact from the fact that we have seen a huge increase. Huge, I mean, in the range of 6-8% increase of the cost of product purchased from the third parties, in particular in Far East. So the increase of cost in this area is in average higher than the inflation rate in Europe. And through the lean manufacturing and through the non-recurring follow-up costs, we can compensate this increase of cost. As far as hedging policy, we don't hedge the US dollar fluctuation towards the third parties. We make these policies in the intercompany sales between the Italian company and the American subsidiary. The total amount of hedge US dollar is always 50-60 million US dollar. So through this policy, we can reduce the impact of the fluctuations of the US dollar. So perhaps we can recover $2-3 million next year, but according our policy, this impact will go below the EBITDA. So at the level of operating result, you will not see this amount. You can see it at the level of net result.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, morning. I have two questions. Firstly, on I'm afraid back to the polyurethane product. Can you explain to me, sort of in the short term, where we stand on this? Because there's quite a lot of your product which is in the petitions in the US at the moment, in the independents, I'm saying. And your competitor seems the one that has acquired the license seems to be selling a mix of the two, the old lines and the new lines, until they have the new lines up and running. So I'm not entirely clear what the risks are in terms of the possible returns of the product, as presumably pressure is being put or is likely to be put on some opticians to switch to the newer product. So if you could explain exactly what the worst case scenario for you could be in terms of additional and final costs in connection with the Raflorin license in Q1. And the other question that I had is on Lubrizion. When do you think you will be in a position to give us a better idea of exactly what kind of progress you're making there and what kind of targets you're expecting to achieve and when? Thank you.
Okay, as far as polyurethane, we have, based on our estimates, we are about 60 to 65% into having taken back from the market everything that in the market that was standing at the end of the year in the market. There is still product out there, and customers have time up to end of March to return everything they have from Safilo, and we give them credit for. After that, we basically send them, we really communicated to them that we are not taking responsibility, because a lot of the products that Luxottica will deliver to the market are going to be exactly the same, and it's going to be becoming almost very difficult, not impossible, but difficult to distinguish one from the other one. At this point, we think that with another week to go, we have pretty much a clear idea of how much has returned. The last returns are coming in very, very slow. There's not that many customers that have any more interest to return. We do have, we have made a lot of concessions to them, so that every single customer has received an offer either to return the product or to receive a credit for the products to keep. So in our record at this point, we have clarified with customers which one has accepted credit to keep products and how many instead are open for return, but most of them have returned everything. So by end of March, we're done. It's basically over. From the point of view of what that will impact the first quarter, we are selling the products that have been returned to us, and we have time to sell those products up to end of June. And we expect to sell in the range of about $10 to most $15 million of those products. Returns will be for a value that is going to be equal or slightly higher. We don't expect that to be significantly higher. But we have projected that and considered that into our P&L for the year, and is reflected into the EBITDA projections I gave you. I'm sorry, but Flavio, but I didn't really get the second question. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, the second question was just on Loop Vision in Spain. When do you think you will be in a position to give us some more information on that in terms of how you're doing and what targets you aim to achieve and the kind of progress that you're seeing? So when do you think you'll be in a position to discuss this in greater detail?
We hired the new head of retail for Europe. It was two months ago. We hired a person with a solid experience in our industry that came to us from a very significant competitor and has worked in the last month and a half of putting together the plans and giving us some solid reason to believe that within the next 2 or 3 months we'll have a clear idea of not only the direction but also some way to analyze the numbers and give solid responses to you guys. So we expect within, for sure, before end of June to be able to give you some solid data and information.
The next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Euromobiliarism. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Well, my main question has already been answered. I didn't catch the assumption on the exchange rate behind your target, and also if you could provide us a broad indication on the potential investment in the new CapEx in China, just to understand if it could impact your usual investment.
So in our projections, the expected average exchange rate of US dollar euro is 130 for this year. As far as potential investment in Far East in the next year, for this year I do not expect a huge amount, so a few million euros concentrated in the last quarter of the year. We are at the stage in this moment not in the position for giving exact amount because we have started the project, we have not already built anything and so on. So the total amount could be in the range of total project 20 and 30 million euros in next 3 years. So it's too early.
Okay.
Giving exact numbers.
No, broad indication is enough. Thank you.
The next question is from Ms. Laura Leonardelli of UBS. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon. I have some questions, please. Firstly, I haven't catch all your comments about the Polo Foreign license. Could you please repeat the 2006 impact coming from this license at sales and EBITDA level? And what would your EBITDA target be in 2007, excluding your expectations about the Polo Foreign impact? Secondly, as far as 2007 outlook is concerned, could you update us about the performance of prescription frames considering the 2006 release figures? And finally, always on sales level, could you disclose the 2006 pro forma sales figure for Loop Vision, please? Thank you.
Start with the optical frames because I know that if you look at the slide on that you have in the internet, it may give you a little misinformation. The reality is that our sales in optical has started to grow over the same period of the year before. The reason for the slight decrease you see in the slide is due to the fact that the optical products of Ralph Lauren were the first one, who were the only one to come back. In reality, the end of the year returns of sunwear were minimal to almost nothing. Almost all products that were returned of the Ralph Lauren collections were ophthalmic. So therefore, the reality is that our optical frame sales has started to increase year over year, starting from the second semester of last year. I would also say that based on the results so far of the first quarter of this year, this growth has been very encouraging and continuing in the right direction. So we see that as a very significant and important direction for our, for our strategy.
Yes, as far as Polo figures, I resume. In 2006, total sales were in the range of 65 million euros. In terms of EBITDA related to these sales, at the end, considering the discounting prices, considering the extra accrual for obsolescence, we had in total a slightly negative amount of EBITDA. So if you consider 13% of EBITDA over these 65 means 10 million euros, less 10-12 million euros of extra cost gives you the 2 million euros negative. In terms of impact in 2007, we expect to make in the first semester in the range of 20-25 million euros of revenues, but we do not expect to make any EBITDA on this sales. So we have made all the necessary accrual in 2006. We could have an effect on sales, but not on the EBITDA. Yeah, sorry, the last question was the impact of sales coming from Loop Vision was 2 million euros in sales.
Do you have the pro forma figure, please?
We have put in our financial statement the split between all sales and retail. So you see in the sales there is a label in which there are total revenues in all sales, total revenues in retail. Anyway, in retail, 40 million euros was coming from Softis and 2 million euros was coming from Loop.
The next question is from a follow-up question from Mr. Antoine Belge from HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, just two clarification, please. First, on Solstice, did you say 40 million was the sales for 2006?
Yes, you're right. 440.
Okay, and I think earlier in the call you mentioned a measure of profitability of 15%. Was it EBIT or EBITDA?
In the retail, it's very close EBIT and EBITDA because the amount of depreciation is quite low. In the call, we were referring to the EBIT, but the EBITDA could be 50 basis points more.
Okay. And just a final question on the financial interest for next year. Could you give an indication of what you're expecting for the full year of 7?
Yes, if you assume that actually we are 530 million euros of total net debt, on this amount there are 195 million euros that for 2007 for the yield will remain quite high interest rate, so the 9,675. In the rest, you can assume an average of 5% of total cost for interest. Obviously, on that, you have to add the cost for managing banks and so on that are in the range of 5 or 6 million euros per year. Obviously, in terms of exchange rate effect, it depends.
Okay, so the would you say that your average cost of debt for 07 will be around 7%?
Yes, it could be between 6.5 and 7.
Thank you very much.
The next question is a follow-up question from Ms. Laura Leonardelli of UBS. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon. I have two follow-up questions, please. The first one is related to your inventory stock. You've commented that you do have a higher visibility for 2007. I was wondering, as percentage of sales, do you expect it to go back to the 2005 figure or to, in any case, improve the performance on inventory stock relative to 2006, but not so aggressively? And my final question is related to your net financial position. If you could provide a broad indication about the trend for 2007. Thank you.
Well, as far as inventory level, we do not expect it to go back in 2005. You have to remember that the end of 2005 was a particular moment in which we had a very large request from the market in terms of products, and in the last quarter of 2005 we used inventory to deliver to the customers what they were requiring. So I do not expect an increase of level of inventory as we have seen in 2006. As a total amount, probably we still increase this level because, as you know, is linked directly to the sales. And as soon as we expect to increase on sales, probably we have also an effect on inventory. But I expect to remain maximum the same percentage between inventory and the total turnover. The second question was related, sorry, I don't remember, Laura.
Net debt, please.
Yes, net debt. I don't want to give a guidance about the total net debt. I expect at the end of the third quarter, also for the seasonality of our business, a peak in terms of total working capital, because the inventory that we have built up in the last quarter of 2006, part of it will be paid or in the first quarter of this year. Then we expect to decline and increase our cash generation in 2007 compared to last year.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, Mr. Gottardi, there are no more questions. Excuse me, sir. We have a question from Tom Cruiser of Blue Bay. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was wondering if you could comment on whether you expect to call your bonds at the first call date.
As far as calling the bond, we haven't taken any final decision. We are studying the possibility of calling the bond on the first window available, but it's too early for giving a final answer on that.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Well, thank you to all for participating to the conference call, and look forward to having an opportunity to see you at the next roadshow. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.